USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has an appointment in the White House Rose Garden in just a few hours when he unveils a White House immigration reform proposal, a plan that reportedly would move the U.S. from a family-based immigration system to a system based on skills and employment opportunities. That plan expected to include also a continued call for construction of a massive border wall. Former President Jimmy Carter is out of a hospital after he broke a hip the other day. The former president's 94. Hoping to be president, another Democrat enters the field, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Donald Trump must be stopped. I've beaten him before, and I will do it again.
The Labor Department says around 212,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 16,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
A firefighter is dead, a police officer is wounded, and two other people were also injured after a medical call ends with gunshots in Appleton, Wisconsin, yesterday afternoon. It happens at the city transit center. No official word on whether any arrests have been made. Investigation over, and fire officials do say it was power lines that sparked the Northern California campfire in Paradise that killed 85 last November.
The official report by CAL FIRE says the deadly blaze was caused by the beleaguered utility Pacific Gas and Electric. Mike Muller is deputy director of CAL FIRE.
We've determined there was power equipment owned and operated by PG&E that caused the fire.
PG&E has previously acknowledged that it was the probable cause of the fire. It's estimated the financial liability could top $30 billion.
USA Radio's Wendy King, the Rolling Stones, to resume their tour following Mick Jagger's recent heart surgery. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As National Police Week continues, President Trump spoke at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol yesterday, calling it a sacred commemoration and calling for the death penalty for anyone who kills a law enforcement official in America.
The ambushes and attacks on our police must end, and they must end right now.
Just a few hours later, a firefighter was shot and killed and a police officer wounded in Appleton, Wisconsin, after they responded to a medical call at the city's transit center. Juul, the e-cigarette maker, is facing its first state lawsuit, this from North Carolina. The attorney general is saying the company designed and marketed its product to attract younger customers, misrepresenting the dangers of nicotine. Joel Stein says the basis for the lawsuit is that Juul violated North Carolina's Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Juul holds at least 75% of the e-cigarette market, and use of the product is rampant among teens, according to government officials. And Britney Spears' career as a performer may be over. The Macomb, Mississippi-born, Louisiana-raised pop superstar's longtime manager Larry Rudolph saying in remarks, first reported yesterday that Spears is not physically nor mentally fit to resume her Las Vegas residency early next year and may never be. Hey, there's more to us than USA Radio News. Find out about USA Radio Networks by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.